We're camped in what most Americans would call the life of Riley, a timeshare apartment in Kona, Hawaii. Swimming pools, movie stars, fancy eating table, clubhouse, golf courses galore, gated entries, high-end shopping mall, spas. No need whatsoever to leave the elite compound of Hiltons and Marriotts unless you're crazy enough to venture out among the natives. Sure, it's wonderful to rub shoulders and elbows with retired 1% and let the small army of service slaves trim the hibiscus, skim the pools, change the linens, and attend to us and our three other friends' every whim and need. After all, don't we deserve pampering? We did, you know, work those jobs that paid, slightly more than menial labor. Hard jobs, stressful jobs, and do not give me that woke talk of white privilege. You can't guilt us anymore, especially not here in the land of the pampered few. Everybody had the same chance, says it's right in the Constitution, or maybe the Declaration of Independence. What, you think Tom Jefferson or George Washington should have freed their help? Come on, it's a complicated world. Right now we have housekeeping bringing in fresh towels and new sheets. Lap of luxury, buddy. No way am I using my towel more than once or twice, or a sheet that I slept in. Bring me a freshly laundered one. Is that too damn much to expect? The American dream, in a nutshell. Call me crazy, but I'm bored out of my friggin' mind. Should've learned to golf, I guess.